This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batul. Welcome to the program For a Better Life. In our previous sessions, we asked this question, that what is a better life? Then we came to the conclusion that a better life is when a person is happy. This happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. Therefore, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. So how can I become a better person? In the very first session, we said that the first step to become a better person is yaqda, which is to wake up. Wake up from what? Wake up from my deep sleep of negligence. Wake up from ghafla. Now, what is it that makes me ghafil? What is it that makes me negligent? What is it that stops me from becoming a better person? Ayatollah Jawadi Amli says that one of the main causes of ghafla are the uninvited thoughts. In the last session, we talked about how the uninvited thoughts pop up in our memory and keep us away from concentrating in our prayers. We might be praying, but our thoughts will be wandering. My body might be doing the ruku and sujood, but my soul will be somewhere else. Allama Tabatabai said in Al-Mizan, the worshipper should be present before his Lord, not only with his body, but also with his soul. Otherwise, the worship would be a body without a soul, a form without life. There should be no hijab between the abd and the ma'bud. There should be nothing between the slave and the master. Nor should he divide his attention between his Lord and someone or something else, neither openly, as the idol worshippers do, nor secretly, like the one whose mind is on something else while worshipping Allah. Or the one who worships Allah because he wants to enter the paradise or save himself from the hell. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, worship is of three kinds. Some people worship Allah out of fear, and that is the worship of slaves. And a group worship Allah to seek reward. So it is the worship of hirelings. Now, what are hirelings? It means somebody who works only for money or for an incentive. And the last group worships Allah because of Allah's love. This is the worship of noble persons, and it is the most excellent worship. Beautiful hadith, isn't it? Now the question is, how can we solve this problem? How can I concentrate in my prayers? Now we know the problem that we cannot concentrate in our prayers. So how do I solve this? What is the solution? We will get back with the answers after a short break.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. The question we posed was, how can I concentrate in my prayers? What is the solution? Ayatollah Jawadi Amli says that Quran gives us two solutions. Number one, take care of yourself. And number two, remember Allah. Now, what does he mean by take care of yourself? He means that man needs to be cautious and conscious of his company. God forbid, he should not be a part of bad company. He should watch what he is reading, what he is listening to, what he is eating, what he is wearing. He should be vigilant to what he is hearing and what he is saying. He should be observant if he is eating halal or not. He should be careful regarding his dressing that it is halal and not attracting attention. It should not be a labase shahrat. Now, what does that mean? Let me give you an example here. In Iran, women wear the chadar for hijab, which is normally black. Now, if I wear a red chadar instead of black, that will draw attention. Or let's say in America, I wear the black chadar that I wear in Iran, I wear it to a mall. Of course, it's going to draw attention. This is what is called libase shohrat. And this is not allowed. If man takes care of himself and makes sure that whatever he does or says is only for the pleasure of Allah, then gradually his heart will get accustomed to the remembrance of Allah. His memories will have no one except Allah. Quran has taught us that the best way to get rid of ghafla is the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah. Brothers and sisters, every other worship has a limit. For example, I cannot pray more than 2 units for the morning salat. And can I fast after Maghrib? No, of course not. But the remembrance of Allah has no limitation. I can be constantly remembering him in my heart. I do not have a counter or a tasbih in my hand to count. I can remember him all the time. Surah Ahzab says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira. O you who have faith, remember Allah with frequent remembrance. Someone who is constantly remembering Allah, he is constantly talking to him, praising him. He will develop the love of Allah. The more he will remember him, the more he will love him. Then this love will remain for him forever. He will not only communicate with Allah in his salat, he will talk to him even when he is not praying. He will always be in salat. For others, it is a struggle to concentrate in their prayers. But for him, he will be remembering Allah even outside his prayers. He will always be in the state of worship. So, brothers and sisters, whoever strives to take care of his thoughts, his actions, and does a lot of dhikr and remembers Allah constantly, he will be able to control his thoughts in his salat too. Concentrating in his prayers will become easy for him, insha'Allah. Wa akhiru da'wahum an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Your mercy, your love is on need.
Your love.
love is all I need.